Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Stanley moves to third. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green catches it and throws to first to double up Freehan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Charles moves to third. Cater moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-1 in the game. Odom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. Wood moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with McAuliffe covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ossie Chavarria now playing shortstop. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Wirt moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Stanley scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Westock now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Joe Gritzenda now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Phil Roof. Orlando Pena now pitching. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tim Talton pinch hits for Joe Gritzenda. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Tim Talton now catching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Charles steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Rick Monday. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Talton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavarria hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Gladding now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive to left field. Horton throws towards McAuliffe. McAuliffe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Chavarria moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Chavarria scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.